This week in the Civil War, on July 3, 1863, Gettysburg's third day dawned as the Federals prepared to be attacked by Lee's Confederates. Flanking attacks had been tried fruitlessly against the Union line. Lee gambled that a direct assault against Meade Center would crack the Union line. Success or failure would fall squarely on the shoulders of General George Pickett and his veteran units. At 1 p.m., a two-hour artillery duel ensued before Pickett's brigades began their one-mile-long march across the open ground towards the Union center. Union artillery and small arms fire decimated Pickett's brigades. Only a handful of Southerners temporarily breached the Union lines. For all purposes, Pickett's charge ended the Confederates' chances of prevailing at Gettysburg. The following morning, a long train of wagons carrying Lee's wounded retreated southward from Gettysburg. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.